When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us in about an hour, Brian Robinson Jr. from the Washington Commanders. He'll be on the show at 9 a.m.
Can't wait to talk to B-Rob.
Real quick, we have some guys here who I'm guessing they won an auction. They're just watching us do the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask Cakes because he's the foremost expert on hats and things.
I am, yes.
One of the guys here is wearing a Wizards hat and a Caps shirt.
Okay.
Is that a no-no? He's crossing teams. Now, they're both locals.
I think it works because the colors are all the same.
So more about matching.
And he's repping the local teams.
Okay.
So I think he gets a pass. I think that's acceptable.
All right.
Yeah. I think if he was wearing like burgundy and gold and then like...
Yeah, if you like a Commander's lid with the Caps quarter zip.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if matching is more important.
Yeah. Well, look, Ted's a fan of that.
Oh, Ted. The only thing better be like a Mystics polo underneath that quarter zip.
Hey, you want a Deladon jersey or whatever?
we can hook you up. We know a guy. We know guys.
Yep.
We know people. We're connected.
All right, I wanted to bring up a couple things non-sports. Just bear with me. Two things, actually. First of all, I say this because I know Jason will get a kick out of this. Remember I told you that my daughter, she dates one of the guys on the basketball team. They're going to Italy in the summer. You know how you get every 4 years, you get a trip that you can go on. And so the Cornell basketball team's going to Italy.
Yeah.
And so she's like, yeah, I want to go see Coop play, and you guys want to go.
Right.
And, I mean, listen, I love Coop. Mm-hmm. I'll drive to New York to go see him play. Like,
sure.
I'll drive to Philly. I want to go to Rome. I'm not going to Rome to see the kid play. I'll watch that, and I don't.
Yeah.
And it's my problem. I am not that intellectually. I'm not culturally curious, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. If I want, it's, you know, Rome or something, I go get some pizza somewhere. I just don't need to go.
Or my bet, you go to the Venetian in Vegas.
Yeah, right.
The feel of Rome.
So I'm not
having to actually travel or watch Gladiator.
But my wife is going to go. My daughter's going to go. And I think my youngest daughter wants to go too.
I'm sure she does.
Of course. Like, it's a trip to Italy.
Right. I don't want to go.
And they're going to love
it. And I'm going to stay home. And I'm going to be thrilled. Actually, I heard my son wants to go because he went last year for a couple, you know, weeks over to Europe, and he loved it. So they're all going to go, and I'm going to stay home,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be thrilled. My daughter yesterday, the one, you know, Meg, said that she also now, with her girlfriend, she wants to go to Greece this summer.
Another great spot.
So she's going to do Italy and Greece.
Probably I may be doing that
summer.
Too.
Sounds like it's probably going to happen.
Right. I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah.
Again.
You're going to pay for it.
I think I'm supposed to pay for that still because she's still under my roof.
Sure, money.
Pay for it.
You pay
like,
for
you know,
it.
Like she's not graduated yet.
Yeah.
She asked me yesterday. She wanted to get this Whoop.
So will that be her graduation trip? She graduating in May?
I guess. Yeah, she's definitely graduating in May.
Right,
yeah,
so that'll be her grad. So next summer,
I guess
be
that's
her
what
grad.
Her. Yeah, I didn't even ask the details.
That's gonna be her graduation gift. Yeah. My oldest daughter did the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she, the girlfriends that graduate, they want to go, right? Whatever. I don't know. I guess I'm buying her some Whoop bracelet too. Do you know what that thing is?
It's like a fitness
track or something.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm on the hook for that.
I don't think that's super expensive.
It has a monthly.
Oh, it has a monthly subscription.
I don't think it's super expensive.
I think the first year's $200. The monthly is it adds up. You want a new monthly bill?
I hate the monthlies.
That's the worst. I'd rather pay $1 million up front than monthly. I hate monthlies. I don't like monthlies.
It's a drain.
It's
well, shouldn't she? She's.
I told her 1 year.
She'll be graduating.
I said 1 year, then you're off.
That said, my daughter just conned me into buying her. Like she's 24 and she's making good money, and yeah. I'm buying her Christmas ticket home.
Right.
She's squirreled
your daughter,
away that cash.
You should do
yes,
it. Yes,
I am. I said right. I am, but I mean, at what point do you cut that off? When she's 30, she's still going to pull
she
that?
She probably has 20 secret
as
Bitcoin.
As long as she has the balls to ask, you probably have to pay for that. You because it's your daughter. You're going to say, no, I'm not going to pay for you to come
I'm
see
I'm trying
me.
To think when I was 24, 25, and I went on like family trips to Puerto Rico, was I paying? I think probably, so.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I
you weren't
it.
Paying the freight for your own
Dude,
ticket.
I did a
I'm gonna guess no.
I did a Thanksgiving thing for a couple nights at the hotel. My father-in-law paid for the rooms.
Gung-gung came out of pocket.
Yeah, I think he always does for Thanksgiving.
It's very nice. Mm.
But here's a side note. This is more serious. So, and not that big a deal, but it infuriated me yesterday.
Oh, it was $30 a month.
$30?
That adds up.
That's substantial.
That adds
she
up.
Told me 20.
I see 30. Maybe you got a deal.
Jeez.
She pulled the okie doke on you.
Right. So yesterday I'm on a golf course. Having a rough day. The greens are frozen. Plus I just am not. My game's deteriorated so much in the last month, you wouldn't believe it. You probably would believe it, but it's shocking. I'm on the 14th tee.
How different would your game be right now had you not practiced at all? I feel
well,
like it's not that
above.
Different.
I'm still way okay. below. But nevertheless. I'm on the 14th tee. I look at my phone because I track my scores on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
My wife says, that's the one downside of tracking your stuff on your phone. You have to see your phone
right.
to see, you know, to put the
sure.
stuff in. My wife says, call me immediately. Steven is stranded.
Mm. Okay.
And so he was driving back to New York.
Right.
He wanted to bring his car back so he could bring his snowboard. And, you know, what a life these kids are living. So I look at it and I call her and Stevie's stuck at the Chesapeake House.
Good place to be stuck.
He got the car to the Chesapeake House.
Okay.
It was having electrical issues to the point, Jason, where his RPMs, he said, wouldn't go above X, whatever it is, and the car would only go 40 miles an hour.
Oh.
Right.
So he just...
Slowing down 95.
Somehow he got it without getting killed to the Chesapeake House. This is an old hoop. How far away is he? He was a couple miles away, I guess. Right? Because Chesapeake House?
No,
how far away was he
from you guys, from home?
It's like an hour and a half.
That's deep.
Yeah, I think it's like an hour and a half.
So north of Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a significant thing.
I always forget, is the Chesapeake House before the Maryland House? There's two in Maryland.
No, I think the Maryland House is pre-Chesapeake House.
Chesapeake, it might be an hour and a half.
Could be wrong, but I think that's correct.
They said it was an hour and a half, especially at traffic, you know, whatever. And so,
by the way, their choices have gone down over the years. Chesapeake House and
choices are dumb.
I feel like it's gone down.
I don't know. I just go in there and poop.
I guess I'm always looking for a Sbarro. Sbarros are just finito.
There aren't that many Sbarros. Yeah. There are like five Sbarros left.
Those exist.
What's he talking about?
Telling you. They used to be in some of those houses.
Yeah, that was 30 years
terrible.
Ago.
Sbarro pizza. At the end of the day, now you're an adult. It's terrible pizza.
I like Sbarro.
I can't remember the last time.
JP has Italian blood in him, and he's seeking out Sbarro pizza?
Okay,
what
well,
is happening?
The choices there are Popeyes, Burger King.
I told you, he doesn't have a discerning palate.
Well,
I don't maintain
if
that.
If you're going to one of the houses, you want some choices.
Yeah, Popeyes choices. Chicken sandwich. That's what I get sized for. Anyway. So I say, you know what? She says, come home immediately. I go, obviously, I got to come home immediately. We've got a situation here. So I leave the boys. And then as I'm calling or trying to figure it out, first thing, obviously, I have a certain I don't even know if they're advertisers, so I won't say it. Mm-hmm. But I have a card that you pick out, and you call the 800 number, and they're supposed
to... three letters on it.
Maybe.
They might all be insane.
And they're supposed to come,
yeah, sure,
you know, tow your vehicle.
Yes.
So I said, just get that, get it towed. And then my wife is like, I don't really feel like driving an hour and a half up there, an hour and a half back to pick his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
So they had decided he'll call the company that you call.
Yeah.
Which I've used, by the way, a million times, and mm-hmm. I've actually been thrilled with my usage.
Sure.
He's going to wait for them to come, take the car, and I, God only knows when I'll pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's probably finished. I'm probably writing that thing off. I'm probably going to be like Tyson and say, keep it. Because I could tell that's going to be an expense.
Donate it to the Purple Heart.
Yeah,
get a silly tax write-off.
Yeah, I might have donated.
And a receipt.
And a receipt. And scratch out the receipt, say it was worth more
than
your tax guy.
I said, well, what's he going to do? Is he just going to take a train? Because he takes a train all the time. Takes buses. You know, there's a Vamoose. Mm-hmm. There's all these buses, right, that you get. But
Bolt buses,
because he has his effing snowboard and all this stuff, he doesn't really know how to do it on the train and carry all that stuff and everything. So he Ubers from Chesapeake House to New York City.
Oh, that is
$300.
$1 trillion.
I think the number was 300. Now he asked us if he could do it.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to drive up to the Chesapeake House.
That Uber guy's like, I can't believe my good fortune.
And I definitely didn't want to. I guess we could have driven two cars up to there, given him one car, drove the other car back, towed the other. I mean, you want to talk about a cluster?
Yeah.
Yesterday was a cluster. My brain was exploding. Here's the rub, though. So, whatever.
But he's got to get up there safe.
It's only money. What are you going to do? You're going to die soon anyway. So,
pretty optimistic.
I want the money.
It's kind of life. You know, going to be dead. Lived three quarters of my life if I'm lucky already. It's true. You guys don't.
That's why you should go to Italy, because you're going to be dead soon. You're never going to see Italy.
Oh, but I have no interest in it.
I know I'm on third base.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like a rounding third. I mean,
or
you know,
I'm approaching third
base. And that's just if I don't get a big tumor on my brain or something.
I could be sliding in the hole.
It could be.
But you never
know. You might wrap your car around a tree today. But at the end of the day, we're waiting. We called the place you call when you need your card. They said they'll be there in an hour. Hour and a half comes by. He goes, they're still not here. I said, call them. Go back a half hour later. Still on hold. They won't answer the thing. 2 hours later, they go, yeah, we're having a lot of problems. They were supposed to be there in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know your exact location. Somebody will come in another hour. All right? So now he's been sitting in the Chesapeake House for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
He says, still not here. They say they're having a high volume day or something.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I just said, just leave the car there. I don't even care if anybody steals it. They can't drive it anywhere.
Right, it's a jalopy.
Yeah, leave the key there. Put a steal me sign on it.
Nobody wants this car.
Who cares?
Right.
Just take the Uber, go to the city. You don't have to sit in the Chesapeake House anymore. Like, go. Get out of there. I feel sorry. Sorry that you're undergoing. You know what time they picked up that car? Imagine if you were still sitting in it. Midnight. They picked up that. I was on the 14th hole around 3 p.m. They picked up that car at midnight when we called at 3.
Mm-hmm.
That, my friend, is terrible service. That's terrible service.
Well, they were busy. They had other cars
busy?
To pick up.
I don't pay for busy. I pay for you're supposed to pick you up like within an hour.
I get it, but they obviously had other people to pick up first.
I never used them in the past.
I use them all the time.
Past year.
I always have cars.
Because I had to change my tire. And I just got sick of it. I did it, you know, it took me longer than that. I used to be able to do it pretty fast, but it took me like an hour to change my tire, which was ridiculous. I got money. Why don't I get that service?
Of course.
I haven't used them once. So I'm just like paying them for nothing.
Well, you've been
peace
blessed then, because I have car issues, or my kids have car issues, that we need them all the time.
So at Chesapeake House, by the way, they have the Earl of Sandwich, Wendy's.
Earl of Sandwich.
They have a Popeyes, right?
Yeah. No? It says KFC Pizza Hut. I think it is Popeyes.
Oh, no. They have a KFC.
I might have stopped at the Maryland House.
That one has a KFC, because I've been to all of them.
By the way, speaking of
I would go to the KFC.
Speaking of the Uber charges, my oldest daughter, who lives in Arlington, that's all she does is Uber all over the place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arlington to D.C. Mm-hmm. or wherever they're going to restaurants and bars. But the Uber is attached to one of my credit cards.
Yeah.
And so I get it. And the other day, it was $395 for the Uber charges.
Oh, mm-hmm. For a month or for?
For the month.
Okay. I guess
for the month.
Yeah.
And she lives with three girls, so I don't know how they divvy up the money. I don't know if they.
Well, no, my kids do. They pull the okie doke. They pay for the Uber, and then everyone pays them. They keep the cash.
Yeah.
Right. I get the bill.
No Venmo.
Should I be paying for that Uber charge? Should I be paying for that credit card?
I pay for my kids'
Ubers. Or should my daughter pay for it?
Well, if she's off on her own then and she's paying her own bills, then I think you start to do that.
She's paying some of her own bills, but she's not paying 100% of them.
Look, it just depends on how magnanimous and how, you know, how much you want it.
I mean, it's an extra $400.
What bills are you still paying for besides the Uber?
All right.
Cell phone?
I pay for a cell phone.
Gabby had a cell phone by his daddy until 6 months ago.
I pay for her car insurance.
Yeah.
I pay for, she pays for her rent. All right. She pays for her rent, her utilities, and her car.
The food she puts in her mouth.
What about groceries?
She pays for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what about drinks?
But I'm paying for the Uber.
What about drinks at the bars?
She's paying for that.
All right.
But I told her, I said, you better look at what you're spending each month because when it runs out, when it dries up,
right,
you're coming back home. She has no idea.
Yeah.
What about her
doing.
Birth control? She paying for her birth control?
So stupid. She's not on birth control.
What about like the property tax for her car?
Yeah, pops.
I pay for, 50% of her bills.
Mm-hmm. I bet you it's a nice car, too.
She's got a RAV.
Yeah.
Got a RAV4.
That's a nice car.
It's a 2021 RAV.
That's a nice car.
Yeah.
You got an extra You guys got an extra car? By the way, serious. I'm not kidding.
Nope.
Okay.
You just sponsored BMW. You should be getting them up for another car.
I pay for four cars. I don't want a fifth.
I'm not trying to buy a brand new one, to be honest with you.
I'm sure they have.
I bought used vehicles from them before.
Yeah, used vehicle section.
By the way, car insurance is just a show.
It's
effing expensive.
It's a lot.
So it's and state taxes for Virginia because they charge you personal property tax.
Well, that's
you.
That's your choice for living in Virginia.
You always hype up VA.
That's one of the negatives. Believe me.
Yeah, I'm gonna start to write
down.
I'm sure
Maryland has taxes that Virginia doesn't, but the personal property tax just kills me because I have newer cars. The newer the car, the higher the taxes.
Mm-hmm. Quit being such a baller.
Yeah, why don't you drive some hoops?
Because I don't want it to break down the chest. Because
I got my wife driving around in an old hoop. She wants a new one all the time. I go, no, you're good in that one.
Tell your daughter to get a Datsun.
And then your RPMs go down to 30 or whatever. You got to wait nine hours.
That car is a hoop. We got a couple of them.
Coming up in about 40 minutes, we'll be joined by Brian Robinson Jr. He had a big day against the Titans. He's going to join us on the Junks at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I am. Don't forget, Brian Robinson Jr. from the Washington Commanders will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. That's just about 35 minutes from now. Keep listening for him. So we wanted to get into this, the discussion about sliding in the NFL, because it's been a big topic this week in the wake of the Trevor Lawrence concussion, that vicious hit that he took in the game against the Houston Texans. And we have some audio of Rex Ryan talking about sliding and how effective it is, and is it the right move for quarterbacks in 2024?
I am so sick and tired of seeing people teach, you know, hey, slide. When you're running out here, you slide. The hell you do. Not when you're going full speed down the field and a defender's coming full speed at you. You don't slide. I can see this happens over and over and over again. All you have to do is watch every Saturday college football. 2 to 3 of these happen every single week. I'm sick and tired of it. You are not protecting your quarterback when you teach him how to slide when it's not in the open field. Open field, of course, that's great. Absolutely not here. If you want to get a concussion, you slide like this when contact's coming.
What should they be taught to do?
They should be taught to dive at the ankles of the defender or run the football and keep your head out of it. I would take the ankles of the defender. Run right there, dive at his ankles. Immediately, the guy's going to go to protect himself. He's not worried about tackling you. Look, the kid, absolutely, it was awful. All right, and yes, he's going to be suspended and things. But also, this happens all the time when a guy's just trying to make a tackle. All right, this is a big quarterback running here. Like, I am so sick and tired of it. Let's put a film together and actually teach our young quarterbacks how to protect themselves. I'm sick and tired of it.
I think I agree with him.
It's kind of.
And I was kind of alluding to it earlier.
Is that kind of what Jaden does? I know it looks awkward, but he just gives himself up, and he kind of barrel rolls into the lower portion of the defender.
Right, and like, we're all mocking him for not sliding, but he's actually probably doing
it right.
It's the smartest thing you could do because your head's not exposed.
Right.
It's not right there to get picked off. Mm-hmm. And then honestly,
I think Lamar is the best at it.
He's taught to dive head first.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the best too, because if you slide, the progress stops as soon as you begin your slide.
Mm-hmm. If you go forward, you get
more. You like almost gain 2 yards.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Lamar is so good at it. And I mean, the only big hits Lamar takes usually is in the pocket. Mm-hmm. He doesn't take a lot of huge hits when he's scrambling around, getting outside the pocket. Mm-hmm. He's just perfected that. I think Jaden's going to get better. You're kind of seeing that over the last few weeks. But the Trevor Lawrence thing was just
no. But also the problem is that you have Kenny Pickett at Pitt, and you have what Mahomes does, where you're almost kind of baiting.
It's a fake slide.
Yeah, it's not a fake slide, but it's almost like, he's getting ready to go down. Let's all pull up, and then all of a sudden he puts it back into third gear and starts gaining more yardage that way.
I watched a video of a defender who thought the guy was about to slide, and so he pulled up and just went right by, and then the next guy popped the quarterback. It's a tough spot. Aziz Al-Shahir apologized to Trevor Lawrence, and I was watching, I think it was Emmanuel Acho, who was saying, not a dirty hit, illegal hit. I don't think there was malicious intent there.
And when you see
the hit, you know, he did it with his forearm, but he did launch himself.
And that's where he got in trouble because he kind of launched, it was bang, bang, launched himself almost to the point where it's hard to stop yourself right before you're thinking, I'm about to dive at this guy or you know.
And there are some times where the guy's going full speed, and then they pull up, and then the quarterback,
of course,
like Mahomes is a master at it, where he fakes like he's about to slide, or fakes like he's going to go out of bounds,
or using the sideline kind of as a deke to either get a 15-yard hit or pull up and have them pull up, and then all of a sudden you eke out 5-10.
Well, Mahomes does that he's the master of that. Like he'll fake that he's going out, or he'll slow down, and then he'll pick up another 10 yards down the sideline because guys either dive at him or they pull up because they're afraid of hitting him near the sideline.
And you're also, as a defender, you're taught hitting the quarterback is good.
Right.
You want to hit the quarterback.
Yeah, of course.
So your entire life is...
Want him out of the game.
I mean, it's a stat. QB hits as a stat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I do think that by and large, I get infuriated when they get called for there was one even this week where they get called for, excessive hitting or whatever the hell they call is. Passing or whatever the call is. What do they call that?
Unnecessary roughness.
Unnecessary roughness. And the guy, it's like, he hits him maybe a split second late, but he's still like, kind of backs off when he's falling. Like, they're taught to back off, like, when they bring him to the ground.
I think the body weight sack is the most infuriating.
Well,
sometimes they sack a quarterback, but I guess you're not supposed to land with your full body weight on
him. Yeah, so the guys are all hating him, and then they're all, like, doing this.
You're supposed to be able to
give him tremendous credit for it.
Yeah.
I will say, I do think it's probably reduced the impact a little bit.
They just don't want these scale quarterbacks in the game. That's what the whole thing is. They don't want to have Mac Jones on the field.
There was a game, I think it was the Commanders game. Didn't somebody like borderline suplex somebody and slam them down to the turf?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's going to be a penalty. And they didn't throw a flag. I was shocked. I was like, well, that's definitely going to be.
Sometimes they miss it. Yeah.
Or they just decide not to call it and they swallow their whistle.
Yeah.
Like, that whole range of penalties needs to be under the microscope
but
over the next
few off-seasons.
Getting
back to the Lawrence thing, when you are sliding like that, he's a big guy. Yeah. He's 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think Trevor Lawrence should be sliding, but whatever. He took that hit, and the reason he got concussed is because his helmet hit the ground.
Bounced.
It wasn't the defender hitting him with his body, hitting into his head or his arm.
Yeah, but
his arm.
Head wouldn't have hit the... I'm assuming... I haven't looked at it in slow motion the way...
If he didn't get hit.
If he didn't get hit.
No, I agree. Yeah,
initiated it.
But that's what I'm saying. If he just takes a regular hit as a tackle, he's still in the game. Because that guy's not going to knock him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lawrence is a big dude.
Yeah, it's a good argument. I like it. You're a big dude. You can withstand the punishment.
Kyler Murray, he's got to get down. Yeah.
I don't know, though, that Rex Ryan is accurate on the number of concussions from sliding.
He said
if you watch college football, you see two or three every weekend.
Late hits. Maybe it means late hits.
No,
that's not the case.
Yeah. College football, even in the Nubs, MAC conferences, you see it all the time. They get crushed in college football.
They get killed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna argue. No, I'm telling you, I generally agree with what he's saying.
Especially because in college football, quarterbacks run a lot more in college than they do in the NFL.
Well, and also in college football, if you get a flagrant, you're kicked out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not in the NFL.
No, you just get suspended after the fact.
Or fined.
Right. But no, it happens a lot in college.
Have they said how long the guy's suspension is going to be yet?
Not yet.
I didn't see it.
What do you think, two or three games, and then they'll probably peel it, maybe knock one off, maybe? I don't know.
It's been an awful year for Jacksonville, clearly because of their record, but mm-hmm. Lawrence has had a bad year. Their defense is awful. Didn't they play? They played at least two games over in Europe.
They played.
Didn't
back
they play back-to-back games?
Yeah. Back-to-back.
I mean, they're over in Europe for 2 weeks.
ETN's had a bad season. Like, it's just been
all the way
around.
Coaching staff's going to be gone.
Like, the only bright spot, I think, in their entire season has been Brian Thomas Jr. is a stud.
Right.
At wideout. But they just can't get the ball effectively.
Right.
Because Trevor's either getting knocked out or you have Mac Jones under center.
What is the stat you gave me during one of the breaks about a receiver who could have, I guess it was
Brian Thomas Jr.
No, you said Odunze.
Oh, Odunze. He gets targeted all the time down the field by Caleb Williams, but he's so inaccurate down the field that he has all these what are called unrealized air yards, where if he was connecting, he'd be grabbing like 70-yard passes with regularity. Because Caleb, that's his deep threat. Because Keenan Allen, he's old and runs underneath routes.
He's just missing him.
DJ Moore, look at his average depth of target. It's like 2 yards. He catches screens all the time. the big play guy is Odunze.
And but he's just missing him.
He's just missing him.
Yeah.
He did on the last play.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving.
Same kind of thing happened with Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting either overthrown by or underthrown by Mac Jones or Trevor Lawrence in these games. Like, if he had a real quarterback, a decent quarterback, he'd probably have 10 touchdowns.
Well, Rex Ryan may be right, but what do? You don't outlaw the slide, do you?
I don't know. Maybe
he's basically saying it's on the quarterbacks to change their behavior.
Yeah, I don't think you can outlaw something like that if you think it's appropriate. Like you said, in the middle of the field,
well, like the quarterback's coaches,
fine.
Like if it seems like you're getting injured less by diving head first instead of sliding head first,
start
they
teaching
should be
that.
Drilled that during every practice. Just that becomes your default setting.
Did you hear D'Amico Ryan's kind of blaming Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars for teaching the slide?
No, I want to hear it. I'd love to hear that.
We stand behind Aziz and everything, you know, that came from that. Of course, he unfortunately hit on the quarterback. But it's also, it's twofold, right? I mean, a lot of the quarterbacks in this day and age, they try to take advantage of the rule where they slide late and they try to get an extra yard. And now you're a defender. A lot of onus is on the defender, right? Whether it's on the sideline or where it's on the quarterback, you don't know what a guy's thinking. You don't know if a guy's standing up and he's continuing to run. You don't know. And then you get a late slide and you hit the guy. Unfortunate that Trevor got hurt. We want hope Trevor is okay, but it's also if we're sliding, we have to get down. If we're getting out of bounds, we get out of bounds. And that rule is there to protect the quarterbacks. And we want our quarterbacks to be safe in the league. So we just have to be safe. And we're sliding, make sure we're keeping our heads down. So, and the entire thing is, you know, Aziz is the guy, but their sideline overreacts. And it turns out and turns into a melee. It wasn't our guys. It's their team overreacted, pushed our guy, dragging our guy to the sideline. So that's uncalled for on that side. We have to be better on the sidelines as well. With both teams.
Man, it sounds like classic victim blaming. He's saying, well, you got to get your head down quicker. He was sliding. He was in the act of sliding, and the dude tries to take his head off.
It's a bang, bang play,
I understand
though.
It's quick. I
avoid it. It's football. Every guy in the league's hurt, besides maybe some kickers and punters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But every guy in the league, especially.
Our kicker's hurt.
Well, it's true. But after 14 games or 12 games, whatever they played, everyone's hurt.
Yeah. Everybody's banged up.
I play golf. I can barely stand up after.
I went to sleep and I still have a crick in my neck. I didn't even do anything physical.
Did Valdez rub your shoulders?
No, I need to do that during the break. Maybe he'll work his magic.
Do a little homoerotic like massage.
If it gets rid of the pain in my back,
whatever it takes.
It can be as homoerotic as he wants.
I can't remember when Tua got that first major concussion when he was sacked. And he was slammed to the ground back. He fell back that way.
Yeah.
But the second one he got when he was out for, he almost went to IR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't he diving?
I'm trying to remember.
I don't think he was
play.
Sliding. I think he was diving.
Can't remember.
Pretty sure.
Hey, Jason, I just got a text.
Not foolproof.
From my buddy Tim.
Yeah.
He says he wants you to move your laptop because he just saw your available balance on your M&T bank.
You're kidding.
Shocker, no. Jason was checking it.
Does it have eight figures?
Hold on. That's a major problem. You can't have his laptop.
Why is he
on
looking
TV?
At it?
Because
he's watching the show, dummy.
That's going to get like, all your account information. Dude, you got to get on top of that.
I don't think about it.
You know what?
The last thing I think about is dumb cameras.
I know. When your identity's stolen.
I look at it every single
what
day.
What about when you're looking at all that porno?
I don't do that. You do that.
No, but I know that there's no cameras behind me.
Yeah, you're lucky. Maybe we have to switch seats.
What are your two computers on right now?
NBA standings, NFL standings.
Right. There you go. That'll
was
work.
His balance a show?
I think it's a show. That's why I texted him.
Yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't happen. You can't get my account number off of it.
Who knows?
No chance.
Now everyone's going to be
back. Now he's back on it.
Yep.
Yeah. I go on it every single day.
Yep.
Every single day. I got to find out what my daughter's charging.
Got to keep that money in house.
Yeah.
That's right.
Got to keep tabs on it
most
all times.
Most calculated guy
you know
I've ever met.
I'm going to put a sheet of paper over that camera.
Yeah. You need to put tape. They get that draft. They can't do that.
It's the overhead shot. He's got his computer like open to the whole room.
So you got to figure it out somehow. Maybe you need to change the way you sit.
Yeah, it's not the camera behind him.
Which one is it?
This one over there.
That one?
Yeah, I don't think that guy saw your balance.
So I can, if I just turn it that way, am I all right?
Yeah.
Well,
you gotta,
right. Well, if that's the case, then that's easy. I'll just turn it this way.
You're good to go. Yeah. All right, don't forget, in just about 20 minutes, Brian Robinson Jr. Yeah. from the Washington
Commanders. I can't believe that's the first time anybody's said that.
Yep.
It's on every single day.
Yeah. Siphoning money off
you. Be careful over there.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, B-Rob will join us coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junks. Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture, too.
So on Tuesdays, I like to do true-false. Today, we have some audio to play for true-false Tuesday.
Love it.
We're going to start with Kevin Warren, who is the team president of the Chicago Bears.
You look at all of these elements as we sit here today. We are in a unique situation. This will be the most coveted job in the National Football League this year.
True or false?
Will the Bears' job be the most coveted job? All right, the jobs which are open right now, or at least that have interims, you've got the Bears, you've got the Jets. You've got the Saints.
Yep.
Jobs likely to become open include Jacksonville. I'm not sure about the New York Giants.
Probably coming open.
I would say yes.
All right. Then I think these are speculative because newer coaches. But I even saw a rumor that New England might bounce Mayo after one season. You never know.
I saw that.
Vegas. I've thrown in Cincinnati.
I already have my answer, but you can continue.
And Cleveland.
Well, if Cincinnati's open, I might say Cincinnati's. I would say Cincinnati's a more coveted job. But right now, based on the guys that have already been fired, I would say yes. I would say true.
I'm going to say false, just because you have to butt heads with those other teams in the NFC North. You're going to have to deal with the Vikings, the Lions, and the Packers, who, in my opinion, are all ahead of the Bears at this point.
No, but if you have the Giants, you got to butt heads with Dallas and Philly.
But I don't want to be in that division. If I'm a coach that has options, I don't want to be. Despite the fact that Caleb is there and you can work with that talent, I don't want to deal with the Lions. I don't want to deal with that division.
I think the
it's too tough.
I want a young quarterback with some stud receivers.
Yep.
I think the selling point is also they have a huge amount of draft picks.
Right.
Their stockpile and cap space.
Yeah. I think it's
a coveted job. Now, if Cincy opened up,
I'm taking that one.
Cincy, they've got the Steelers and the Ravens to battle with.
Yeah,
your argument is would basically be the same for the AFC North.
Yeah, 100%. But you get Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase.
Well, that's if Chase gets re-signed, and T. Higgins isn't going to be there next year.
All right. Well, Cincinnati, 100% must re-sign him.
I agree.
He's the best receiver in the game.
I mean, maybe they just franchise him.
Well, maybe. Or just give him what he's worth.
You agree it's a more coveted job than the Jets?
Yes. Yeah. Because the Jets.
And the Saints.
Correct.
Those are the ones that are open right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just
but
don't.
If I'm Ben Johnson.
You just don't know who those quarterbacks are.
If I'm Ben
be.
Johnson and I can pick from four or five different teams, I'm going to be the belle of the ball. I don't have Chicago at the top of my list.
But if you're Ben Johnson, you could choose what you know. You have in Chicago, or you could go to the Giants and draft Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want anything to do with that.
I'm gonna roll the dice if I'm Ben Johnson.
So if you don't think the Chicago's top, what's the top open job?
I don't know. I want to avoid that job.
No, but let's just say Cincinnati's not open. He's saying Chicago's not the most.
Then
covered.
I would say Chicago.
You're taking
probably.
A job with the fourth best team in the best division in football. Is the way I view it,
but. Most of these teams that need coaches, they're in pretty tough divisions. So
if you didn't have a donk coach like Eberflus, the Bears could have a winning record right now. They've lost on a Hail Mary. They've lost on a blocked field goal.
Where would you rank them in the current standings in the NFC North?
Well, I understand they are
like
last.
They have power rankings of the NFC North. They're in the bottom by a lot.
But that's this year. I mean, the Bears are going to get better. I would want.
So are the other teams in the division.
Not necessarily.
They're keep getting better.
Some of these teams go in reverse.
I mean, the Lions going to go undefeated next year? I mean, they got one loss.
I mean,
but my
I don't
point
see them
is
taking a step back anytime
my
soon.
My point is, you want a young franchise quarterback, and you want some talent on the outside. You want a pretty good back, and they've got it all.
I'm just giving my personal opinion.
He's false. I'm true. All right, true false. Zane Gonzalez will kick for the Washington Commanders.
You don't need to ask me
the remainder of the season.
Oh, big false.
Hold on.
Now, that's a different question.
Is Seibert out for the year?
He's on IR.
He's up for 4 weeks, so that was the first week. So he got three more.
So he's pretty much done.
How many weeks left?
Four weeks.
Four more games.
Yep.
Four more games.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. Because he's going to reestablish himself in the dome.
I'm going to say true just because Cakes is saying false.
I think I'm with Cakes.
I don't think he lasts.
Yeah, I think he'll reestablish. You'll feel better this week. You'll feel better this week.
Or two weeks.
Yeah.
I don't have any reason to believe that.
Why would you have faith in Zane Gonzalez?
You guys are mauling him for missing a 52-yarder, which got, by the way, even though people make them all the time, it was like short or anything. He just missed it. And then, you know, he missed the 46-yarder.
You're a lot of
those
excuses.
Those guys are not for, locked.
I feel like he has this resume of all these made kicks.
Yeah. He had made, he had made three previously. The extra points now count. So those are 10 for 10.
Right.
And then... The 10 for 10.
Whoopee-doo. No,
13 kicks he had. I mean,
JP, he only played three games.
He's an 80%.
He can't have 30 kicks.
He's an 80% lifetime field goal guy. He's nubs. And he's very replaceable.
Well,
he's
going to
be
so
replaceable with a 77% career rating.
They would have done it already.
Peters has an entire week to try out kickers during the bye week.
You know Chris Boswell, who is probably the most accurate kicker this year for the Steelers?
He's number one in the league.
Yeah. I think he hit 73% of his field goals last year.
That's a terrible number.
It's a streaky.
Cakes would have fired him.
I have higher standards for kickers than you guys, apparently.
No, and they see him every game in practice.
You're saying you would kick Chris Boswell to the curb.
Okay. That's fine.
And then you wouldn't have the most accurate kicker in the league this year.
When Gonzalez gets replaced, which he will, I'm going to get the last laugh. All kickers get replaced.
If he gets replaced this week, I'll give it to you. You know what I mean? Before the next game. Yeah. This stupid bye week.
Sure.
My brain's exploding with it. What am I going to do this weekend?
They need it.
Right, do you want the audio clue? We only have time maybe for one more. Yeah. Or the one without audio.
Of course, I want audio.
All right, let's play the audio. This is Dan Campbell talking about, I don't know if you guys saw it, Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back, had a social media post where you could see all the plays on the whiteboard.
That's happened before.
I know what it is, but I'm like, you know what? We might as well just put everything out there. I don't really give a crap. I mean, if we're going to lose because of code words, then we're not good enough anyway. So,
what a great coach.
True or false, he's right.
True. He's correct.
I think ultimately he's correct. He's got the right approach.
So why do we goof on, like, Mike McCarthy when you can see all the plays on his play sheet and all these coaches like to, are covering up? It's just paranoia.
You guys like to jump on guys when they're struggling.
Is it just paranoia, all these coaches that try and, you know, cover their mouth and everything?
Well, no, I think there is.
Because there's a reason why Connor Stallions was trying to break, you know, codes.
What did my posts say?
I think when they're talking, you can read their lips, like, right before a play. Like, yeah. I think that's impactful. But just seeing a board full of random plays that they might call whenever, they already got that looking at the film. They know everything you're going to run.
By the way,
Campbell could probably tell the opposing defensive coordinator, I'm going to run this play. They're so good, they still couldn't stop them.
Back in the day, my boys used to do that.
Valdez, did you see the clip of the Eagles offensive line and Lane Johnson talking about Roquan?
I did. Roquan was calling out their plays that they're going
to
run.
He said Roquan Smith was calling the plays to the best level he'd seen since Luke Kuechly.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. I swear to God, I swear I saw Bobby Wagner doing that earlier this season. I can't remember who we were playing. Might have been
savvy vets can do that.
Yeah.
Might have been Cincinnati. I can't remember who we were playing. I was like, dude, he's calling out their plays. I mean, you could see it. A dummy like me could see it.
Well, I'm sure every team has guys that know what.
Especially maybe not on every play, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the veterans, especially linebackers, can recognize that.
Yeah, of course.
All right, B-Rob's coming up next.
Yep.
Yeah, Brian Robinson Jr. from your Washington Commanders. He will join us next right here on The Fan.